Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, Chipper was originally the youngest, then they brought in Ernie.
Ernie was the youngest.
Yeah, with the glasses.
Did Charlie ever bathe Ernie? Or
Chip? Yeah.
Didn't he have something to do? I mean, didn't he like give them towels and stuff?
I've never seen the show, but it's certainly intriguing.
There's a scene, and he is sitting down before he pulls his pants up, and you see just a very significant hydrangea bush.
They had an original title for the movie that they didn't use, which was Patch Adams. I also watch Building Implosions.
Hey, that's good. That's
I like
good.
To watch that
improves your DAABT quotient there. Dull as a bald tire.
Thank you, Charlie.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
As we all know, during these times, we search out ways to occupy our time. And it's difficult because, I think of the fact that hockey, Washington Capitals fans, they're starting tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They play tonight. A lot of hockey fans are excited about
hockey.
That. But it's not the same as when you think of going to see your favorite team in a crowded stadium with like-minded people with jerseys and all that. We're always looking for content now online. And I have a tendency to have a type of film that I go for. I usually look for high drama. And I'm always looking for something new.
Where online? What do you mean?
Well, I mean like Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
I don't do... By
Hulu?
The way, Amazon Prime, no. Hulu's not very... If you're not going to make it easy for me to get your content, I'm not going to stay with
you. I judge Hulu.
So, Apple Plus, HBO Max, Amazon, you're always right on the border.
Yeah.
So it gets back to Netflix.
It's like
Netflix Netflix gets the biggest numbers because Netflix figured out how to make getting their content easy fast.
Mike, Amazon is like one of the Seinfeld episodes where you've got Jerry's girlfriend who looks good in certain lighting and she doesn't look good in other lighting. Like it depends on the day.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Precisely.
It's horrible. And for example, because I have trouble hearing.
What?
I will occasionally pop on the subtitles, especially with the movie I'll talk about, where the opening dialogue of the guy is, by the way, mumble acting, which has been in vogue. If I want to show that I'm a good film actor, I'll mumble my lines.
It's the motion picture equivalent of a Billie Eilish singing.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Exactly. And Bryan Cranston would be the polar opposite of that. Bryan Cranston's diction is so fine.
Perfect.
And so spectacular. So you don't need to be a mumble actor to be super successful, but we'll get to that in a second. So the platform with Netflix, if I want to pop on subtitles, it's just a little more difficult to do with Amazon Prime. Like it's more difficult to here's what Netflix gives me, all right? They give a top 10 list, right? That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to see what's hot, what's trending?
What's the world
trending?
Love?
Yeah.
Not only do they do what's trending, but they also do a top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have that wonderful little feature, continue watching.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, where you're like, oh, I had 18 bourbons, and unfortunately, I left that one on. Why'd I watch 10 minutes of that before I passed out? You're like, hey, I'd like to finish watching that. Thank you, Netflix. Thank you for doing that. Amazon, no. Amazon all over the place without any rhyme or reason.
Can't find a new episode of anything
no,
on Amazon.
No, you can't find a new anything because they just don't do it. They just got so... there is some
it's an afterthought.
It's an afterthought. Yes, because they were like Samsung refrigerators.
Then goods, and they're like, hey, we should get an entertainment space.
Yeah, who's doing it? Phil down in video is doing it. Yeah, whatever. You do whatever you want. You
That's
know?
Phil
and
they in receiving, Mike.
This is
Phil
your baby. This is your baby, Phil.
Yeah, Phil, yeah. Do it, Phil.
Look, all I care about is making sure that we have some sort of footprint, and then we can add it on to Prime and pretend like it's an extra value.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you get Hulu or Peacock or any of the NBC affiliated programs, which are like, can we charge if they watch a trailer? You know what I mean? That's where
Peacock
they're at, right?
Was rushed. They're,
yes. Peacock, I haven't even gone there. I can't even get it on my television. And you know, we haven't even talked about, I don't know what the word would be, where they merge with different TV companies. Like your Samsung television might have certain apps that are not on your Toshiba television.
I agree. Yeah,
exactly.
So
who has a Toshiba?
It sucks. So what I'm really left with and what I go back to again and again and again, and that's why I drink in all of their content, it's the Netflix.
Yes.
It's the Netflix because Netflix is easy. And it's there. And by the way, Netflix probably with quality of their programming superior to the other ones as well. Some of their shows are better. You get an occasional hit on Hulu. You get Handmaid's Tale. You get an occasional hit on Amazon Prime. Jack Ryan, for example. Mm-hmm. You get an as far as Apple Plus, would that be the morning show?
The morning
which
show,
which was a smash hit, worth going through the hoops to get to it. As far as HBO Max, I have HBO on another platform. Why are you maxing me?
Because you need to watch Action Park.
Action Park on HBO Max, great example. That's the one where I sought it out to find it.
Why I went and sought out HBO Max to find it.
Me too.
You only
now
need
I remember.
One program.
Thank you very much.
They could have made it easier.
One program to make you search out a platform.
They could have made it easier.
Oh, they
if
always
you pay
make
for
it
HBO,
easier.
They should have just given you a little password, and then you, boom, it's there.
Yeah.
Mrs. O'Mara claims, and I've done this for, thank you. And sorry for the people that are voting for her for Best of Gulf Shore Life in Lee County for facials. Sorry how difficult that is. And Trip Affleck, you are a true friend to my wife and to me. And God bless you for posting a video showing how you can vote for Carla.
It was
Carla
a little cumbersome.
Because it's a little cumbersome.
The hardest
it's a little
part
cumbersome.
Was, it was easy to vote for her. I just couldn't come up with...
Thank you, boys, for voting for her.
I just couldn't
that.
Come up with the best key lime pie in Lee County.
Yeah. Do you have to fill out...
No.
Oh, here I am.
No.
You can just click on facials. I just clicked on facials.
Click next five times.
It's not intuitive. That's the only thing. You're like, wait a second. Right. Where is this?
It's facials in Lee County at GulfShoreLife.com. If you
facials.
Want to do that.
And Dermglow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Dermglow Skin.
And as the French call it.
It was Carl O'Mara, but it's not.
Mike, right. The French call it the county, but it's listed
the county.
As Lee County.
Lee County. Lee County. Where the hell was I? That was a digression.
No,
that
you're Netflix. You're movie.
How are they going to lose it?
From the very beginning, Mrs. O'Mara has said to me, you like depressing movies. And she's absolutely right. I have a tendency to go towards dark content. If we get to it on the show, we'll talk about surfing the tube, YouTube, of course, and what we watch. But I look at stuff. So when it shows me in the descriptor that this is a movie starring Shia LaBeouf and some actress, I forgot her name, that takes
Jane
place.
Lynch?
It's not Jane Lynch. A birth, a home birth gone bad. And the fallout, I'm like, well, that's drama. That's it's called Pieces of a Woman.
Thank you.
And it's not a comedy.
It is by far not a comedy. It is not a comedy. And I will tell you that, like so many films, that there are movies you will watch that are depressing.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, they're very depressing. Or they might be a little happy at the beginning, and then the tragedy happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the entire gist of the film is the people dealing with their tragedy and their depression.
Oh,
and the modern cinema, in many cases now, will take that depression and run it right till the end, where it's really nothing but depression.
Oh, there's a tremendous home birth scene, apparently.
There's a tremendous home birth scene, and it's very depressing, and it just goes on and on and on. And the only other thing that I, so Carla went to bed, and she said, "I'll leave you to this." This couple of nights ago, and I'm like, and it's Shia LaBeouf sounding like I think Shia LaBeouf might sound in real life, where it's like, "Hey Martha, hey Martha, Martha, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?" I think haven't we had drunken videos of Shia LaBeouf when he sounds like that? Yeah. Hey man, I'll kick your ass. Yeah. I'll kick your ass,
right,
man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
He's in the thick of it now as we speak.
You're getting the real Shia LaBeouf. And by the way, I think he's a head case, but he's also a pretty good actor. So I still will go to Shia LaBeouf when there's a movie, and I watch it with a little hesitation, thinking a little reservation.
Ever since
I'm saying yes,
his latest allegations from his ex-girlfriend that she was abused by him, like this train of going from Transformers to being an almost A-list celebrity to having your life fall apart and then getting back on and now back in rehab. It's just too much for me. It's too distracting.
When they actually knight you with the sword of being in the Indiana Jones franchise and you blow that, that's not just
too much too
dumb.
Soon, man.
Well,
that's
also
stupid.
But this is from, I've read a lot about Shia and he had a ridiculous stage family kind of upbringing or living out of a car and that stuff. Well, no, I mean, these kids that are put in these films when they're children, many cases are, you know, exploited by their families where they, you know, they go out there and they put the kids in
cast.
Yes, my Carl Alfalfa Schweitzer died in a fight at around age 20.
Carl Alfalfa Schweitzer? Really?
Yeah, also, and you remember
see, this
how
is
unhappy-
where you have that. You can't book a guest, but you have that in your Mike, in your brain.
If you use
your power for good, you know, it would be stunning to me, you know?
Didn't you have bad experiences with George McFarland?
Was that Spanky? Yeah, Spanky was a prick.
What? A bitter old
Spanky
man.
Spanky was
very
a prick.
Bitter old
no.
man. Yeah,
so
Shia McFarland.
I sympathize with guys like that that have been and look, I get annoyed back in the old days of the Don and Mike show where we'd go do a t-shirt signing if it was getting a little too intense. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what the level of celebrity and adulation experienced by, say, a person like Tiger Woods a George Clooney. It's a little tough to, it'll mess you up. It'll screw you up in many cases. And then there are people that can handle it and handle it well, but a lot of people can't. So, you know, there are a lot of factors that if you are predisposed due to perhaps an abusive situation growing up, that you might end up being a bit of a wingnut, like Shia has.
If you put that aside, you clearly can if you watch this film.
I did.
And just look at it.
I did, because I think he's a good actor. I think he's a good actor.
How many pitching wedges do you give it out of five?
You know what? Here's the problem. The movie is extremely graphic. And I'm not talking about for all the people that are going to say, well, what do you see? Pin-up Appreciation Society just got all,
oh boy.
You know, they perked their ears up right now. No, it's earthy. It's gritty. It's got Ellen Burstyn in it, the exorcist mother, who's still keeping on, which is pretty good.
Look stunning.
She manages to put in a good performance, but it's like depression, 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 depression. And then there's the biggest factor, and this might get people to watch.
Yeah.
Shia is not Shia at all. About sharing his package.
Oh.
In this particular
Full
film.
Frontal?
Full frontal at one particular point and full pupa in another scene. There's a scene where he has just finished, obviously, and he is sitting down before he pulls his pants up. And you see what is just a very significant hydrangea bush That explains
why they had an original title for the movie that they didn't use, which was Patch Adams.
You see the Pringles can?
As a matter of fact, the one time in another scene you see the Pringles can, mm-hmm. but it's more like a half pack of Mentos.
Oh God! Ooh.
To be honest,
the fresh maker.
I believe my wife might have said, "Grower, not a shower."
That's disappointing.
I'm sorry. That's disappointing for you, Oscar.
I mean, I want.
I'm really sorry.
If that's the case, he definitely needs to call a gardener because sometimes when you trim the bushes, the deck looks bigger.
Well, yeah, you know what? And I think perhaps.
And I said deck. I want you to be very clear.
Abondance. And by the way, he does this. I'm not sure whether it's his beard or not, or a fake beard, but he's got a massive beard on his face, too. On his face.
Are you able to tell where one stops and the other begins?
Yeah. It is so more than enough hair down there. It is so over the top that you just sit there and wow. That's there. And then after that, it's just nothing really redeeming in it whatsoever.
But so you had to push through. You had to push through.
I pushed through because I'm curious because the acting's good.
What about the storytelling? Does it tell a decent story?
All right, here we go. Story in a nutshell. Spoiler alert. If you're really thinking about watching Pieces of a Woman and you don't want me to wreck the story, it says everything. Yeah, they have a tragic home birth that goes terribly wrong.
Oh, no.
And their relationship is fractured. And the family unit, in any event, is not strong anyway. And you have Shia and the young lady, who's rather attractive, the lady that plays his wife. I wish I knew if we can find the name of the actress. I think she's been in other stuff. But it's like she's okay. So this goes down. Super depressing. Mm-hmm. She's depressed back at work.
It's Vanessa Kirby.
Vanessa Kirby. All right. Yes. Look up a picture of Vanessa Kirby and you'll know. And she's depressed at work. She's depressed at home. Ellen Burstyn is the mother-in-law who's depressed as well.
Very pretty.
Everybody's depressed. And the scene is horrible when this is going down. And they bring a midwife to the house. Mm. And the midwife screws up by not calling the authorities. They lose the baby.
Super
unfortunately,
sad.
It's a terribly disappointing movie. And
would you say that the director or writer or screenplay threw the baby out with the bathwater?
It's a very long way to go.
That is a very ham-handed joke for my the distinguished gentleman from Bolivia over here. I've not spent this much time on a film that I'm not recommending, but it's probably because of Shia's bush. That's really what it is, you know.
This just in, Mike. Yes. The reason you know Vanessa Kirby is she played Princess Margaret in The Crown.
Ooh.
Ah.
There we go.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Really?
The young Princess Margaret.
And Princess Margaret, also well known in
Princess
royalty.
Margaret was the sister of Prince Charles, correct?
She was the one with the huge bush.
Stop it. She plays this. Yes. Princess Margaret was the sister of Charles.
Yes,
exactly.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. So she's got some cred.
Yeah.
With the acting, and then it's just kind of it meanders along, and it's very sad and very
depressing. Relief at the end, because sometimes a depressing movie will end with
at
like a sunbeam.
Spoiler alert! Turn down your. At the end, I was so worn out.
You are so bitter. So, you can't wait to ruin this for people.
I was so
worn out.
Yeah, I don't care because if you're watching it, you're going to feel like I do, where so many films, the whole point of me talking about this, there are so many films, and I'm sure we've all seen them, where you watch a movie in its entirety, and at the end of the movie, you say two words. I've done it 30 times in the last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it?
Lazy.
And suddenly it'll just be like, looking at somebody going, fade to black, credits, and you go, that's it?
Yeah.
Nothing else happens? I am old school when it comes to my cinematic
closure.
Fun. I love a traditional Hollywood happy ending, or at least an ending that is a surprise. If you have a depressing movie, and then, all I know is, spoiler alert, turn down your radio about this, he splits because he's a loser.
Oh, no.
He has an affair. It's terrible. She's depressed. But at the very end, she lets the lady, the midwife, who's being tried for neglect and murder, not murder, but just for malpractice with this, she makes a speech in front of the court and lets her off the hook. And then later on, you see her calling for another child in a tree. Mm. But there's no explanation as to whether she adopted or whether this was somebody she was babysitting. There's nothing because he's so hip, and whoever the director is or her or she is, they had to be so effing hip that they're just not going to, they're going to make you figure
or
it all out.
They ran out of money.
No, I don't think they ran out of money.
Or they used to say in Hollywood, they ran out of film. We got to end now because we're out of film. Movie's over.
It depressed me. Depressed me. And, you know, I like the redemption stories, right? We need redemption stories?
Yeah. What's that one Ben Affleck movie where he gets cleaned up, he's a teacher, he runs into
I know the one you're talking about, where he's a basketball coach, isn't he?
Yeah, thank you.
I never watched it. Is that good?
Oh, redemption story.
Really?
I'm sure Ben Affleck would want that in his real life, but as far as the movie, he was a 10 out of 10.
He can pretend to redeem himself.
I felt
himself.
Great. I'm like, that guy's hammered. Oh, that guy's drunk driving. Oh, that guy redeemed himself. He got cleaned up. He's great.
And by the way, Rotten Tomatoes that now gives every film at least 75%.
Yeah.
Don't expect to have anything. And then, so in other words, the way I use Rotten Tomatoes now is it seems like every time I'm looking at it, I'm scrolling down to find the bad review.
Yeah,
that's it. Movies about tough subjects don't need to be torture. That's it. Who's this?
Bingo.
Call. She's from Time Magazine. So Stephanie Zakarik.
We can call her.
She's a top critic. This is perfect. That was one sentence where she summarizes the way I feel. Movies about tough subjects don't need to be torture. And if Pieces of a Woman proves anything, it's that too much is sometimes also not enough.
Wow.
Yeah, so
the
I
Affleck
get that.
Movie that Oscar references called The Way Back.
The Way Back.
That's his redemption movie. And also, I think the reason the Rotten Tomatoes is elevating its score is we're all just hungry to be entertained. Remember, we talked about it yesterday. Wonder Woman was the number one motion picture in America, and it sucked. We just want to be entertained, and we're eating what they're feeding us. And that's a shame. Yeah.
And I want mean critics. I want meaner critics, all right, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I do. I don't want the Kevin McCarthy school of critics. I want the people that
Mark
destroy,
S. Allen.
You know, I want
like
the,
we want someone that's not invited to the press junkets on purpose.
That's it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and where I'm so giddy and excited to see you that I'm not going to give you a that's it.
That's the opposite. See. There you go.
I loved you in The Crown.
Can't come, sir. You keep on trashing our films. I'm just keeping it real, man. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah. By the way, I would have loved to have the world that Kevin McCarthy had, and he's still on Fox, right? Isn't
absolutely.
He doing that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's still doing that, and he's been a guest on this show, and he's a friend of us. Just remember, I always go back to this. If you want to know the real Kevin McCarthy, he loved the movie Teeth.
He will all never let that go.
And Mike,
and
it wasn't
movie,
just
and
that
movie,
he loved
well, he was
it.
So excited about it. He's got to see this.
He said it wasn't just that he loved it. He said, and I remember he came on the show and with almost a loss of breath excitement, he said, Mike,
excited.
I've got a movie that you're going to love.
That I'm going to love. Teeth being a horror movie where the vagine has teeth in it.
Although if it had been, if that role had been played by Shia LaBeouf, you wouldn't see the teeth.
So there it is.
Thank you.
I'm still looking for something that motivates me. Something that's
the way
special.
Back, it goes quicker. It's quick.
The way back.
Yeah, it's probably on Netflix.
So that might be. I don't think I watched that.
Yeah,
so that might be one that I'd tackle.
There are a few scenes where you're like, I've almost been there.
Do you see his
almost?
Do you see Ben Affleck's patch?
No. There is passion. There is passion because he is in a relationship. Divorcee, but in a new relationship.
Oh, see.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm seeing a lot on my Facebook feed, which is now inundated with advertising, and I have no idea sometimes where it gets it. I got to think perhaps it gets it from this show, because sometimes I'll talk about something that I've never talked about publicly or posted publicly, and I'll get an ad for this show.
It's listening,
and,
Mike. Your computer's listening to you.
It's listening to me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is that why?
That's why
is that why? I am getting manscaping ads.
Yeah,
for
you
like
should
a
see,
manscaper.
You should see Shia LaBeouf's feed.
I'm getting manscaping.
Sure.
And by the way, it's a, I think the one I saw was a product that has different attachment.
Oh, yeah. There is.
I don't want to put an attachment on the thing that's been down there.
No, no.
We're, to put it in my nose.
I actually said to our advertising firm, I said, the manscaper is perfect for our audience. Like,
yes.
I've heard on other shows because once in a while we'll call and say, hey, what about this for us?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, and it's a, look, traditionally most people just use their clippers if they're going to go down there. We'll have a set for that.
By the way, can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
And this is not where I wanted to go. My God, we're going to run out of time. But I have to ask. So the modern day gardening.
Yes.
The modern day gardening. We're not talking about removal of everything, right? We are just asking
depends
about
on the
close
preference.
Cropness.
The
is
preference
that
what, of the,
what would be
the lady.
What would be, what do you think would
my
be the most popular?
She was a little crazy. She wanted nothing. So I would
she's an outlier, and she participated in a lot of public displays.
My current wife, she likes, I would say, if you've ever mowed a lawn, a number one on your scale. She likes nice and trim.
Yeah, the guide for the wall clipper, the number one.
Number one.
What is your what is your lady, what does she prefer?
She prefers distance.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, you look a little different. You have something, you have like a little magic marker or something there on your upper lip.
It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave.
Not everybody can pull that off, but on you it looks great, Phil.
It's kind of a retro look.
You want a light for your cigarette?
I know I'm a non-smoker, Dave. I'm proud to announce that I'm the new spokesperson for the American Tobacco Growers Association.
I didn't realize that. Congratulations.
And, yes, and I'm the first non-smoker to be granted this opportunity. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. You know, the industry is in a slump, Dave. These medical reports associating smoking with health risks have really, really hurt us.
Uh-huh.
At the big summit meeting in Raleigh, North Carolina, it was determined that the way to save the industry was to somehow get non-smokers to buy cigarettes.
That's brilliant.
Hence our new motto, just one pack a week, that's all we ask. And
what do you, if you don't smoke, what can you do with that pack a week?
I'm glad you asked, Dave. A cigarette can be used in many ways. For one thing, you just look cool.
Hello. That is undeniable.
Something for you kids to remember, you know. You look sophisticated, you look older.
Uh-huh.
If you actually want to be older, don't smoke.
No, of course not. That would
but
work.
If you want to look cool.
Yes.
It's also, you can be emphatic with it. For example, Hartman, you're fired. End of story.
You look cool, you are cool.
You're out to dinner, you want to show her that you're hard-boiled, like a private eye, like a really
tough guy.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for long legs. I'd like to shinny up one of yours like a native boy looking for coconuts.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave.
I'm not a smoker, Dave. You know, I know we were probably going to talk about YouTube in a little bit, but I want to point you, Mike, there is an almost two-hour collection of every Phil Hartman appearance on Letterman on YouTube.
Good. Oh, that'd be,
and
see, there
it
you
is,
go.
It's a pleasure to watch. You should
I'll
take
do that
a
tonight. Yeah. From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada, Old Ford, North Carolina, Dayton, Washington, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Carlsbad, California, and all the way out in Kolding, Denmark.
So cold. Cold.
There we are. Yes, sorry. Yeah. Well, that's another show I'm watching that I probably would recommend. A Danish lady who's a medium. I'm watching Surviving Death.
Oh.
That is a about the afterlife. It's pretty fascinating. I'm digressing all
it's
over.
It's like a brochure for your life.
Yeah. Let me have a word with myself, okay?
Hey. Yeah. You know what? You get it all on. You have a show every day.
I know, but I'm
you have a show every day. How about the commercial that pays the rent?
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, organize your thoughts.
All right. You don't have to yell.
Well, I have to yell at you when you're all over the place and you're not even having a functional show.
You don't have to be like that.
I have to be like that when you don't pay attention to the way you write the show and the way you lay it out. Follow the roadmap even a little bit, okay?
Wow, he is pissed at me.
Quick Our show question, today brought Mike, to you. Did what? You find that? Did you
what?
Find that
what
show?
What now? As I finally get a chance
He's
to
about
move
to do the
and
spot.
Now you have a question. The timing of an ankle weight. What? What is your question?
Did you find the show because you were searching the word Danish?
Yes, there you go. A call back to 5 seconds ago. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, our show today is brought to you by Truff. I sincerely believe that there is no food on God's green earth that wouldn't improve with the addition of Truff hot sauce. I'm sorry, but I'm going to contradict that. I would not put my Truff hot sauce on blueberry pancakes. Just wouldn't.
I don't know. That's a stretch.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Truff, that is T-R-U-F-F. F-F is in flippin' fantastic. It's a luxury hot sauce.
Let me go get it. I got it right over here. I'll be right back. Hold on a second.
We got you. The packaging is fantastic.
It's a drawn-on mustache, Oscar.
All three flavors. Man, put it on.
This
put
doesn't
on
look like a package of hot sauce. What this looks
chicken
like
wings,
is that I've
burnt.
Received a major award.
Beautiful.
It does. It really does.
Beautiful.
And then when you open it, you get to play the Pulp Fiction Marsalis game, where you can hold it open like this. Now, there's your, there are your hot sauces.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Classy.
Beautiful.
And then you can look in it like this.
Oh,
what is
cool.
that, Marsalis? What is that? Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm talking about Truff. Oh, my God, it's good stuff.
The best.
Truff is crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. Try the Truff flagship hot sauce or the Truff hotter hot sauce for those who can never get enough heat. Or treat yourself to the premium white Truff hot sauce. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off everything, anything. Just shop at Truff.com, T-R-U-F-F. Remember, the F-F is in fond flavor. .com and use promo code TMOS.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Done.
Yeah, that's another show I'm watching, which is a good kind of documentary about life after death. And the second episode, I've only watched two, was on mediums. And I still don't believe
the size.
It. I still, yeah. Mediums. No, the people that communicate with the dead, the spirit world. I still think it's crap.
Do they present it in a way that it's fact and you're just not buying it?
No, I think they present it in a very objective way. As a matter of fact, that's what I like about the documentary. But, the first episode, which was, near death experiences, including a wonderful interview with an orthopedic spine surgeon who, had a near death, experience after, really being underwater for almost a half an hour.
Oh my God.
With a kayaking accident, was absolutely compelling. And the people that there are a lot of similar experiences people have, then they pop into mediums afterwards. And I think it's, I'm sorry. I've dealt with people that do this on the radio, and I think it's carny trickery. I've always thought that. And there was a whole cottage industry about it. But see for yourself, that's a good program. And I won't give you a total spoiler alert because it's not a drama. It's just what it is.
Like a docuseries?
It's a docuseries. Okay. And I think it's on Netflix also. Surviving Death. You can look it up. Surviving Death.
I'm in.
See where it is, and people will like that. Now, one of the things you mentioned to me was when you are surfing the internet to find content. Last night was a classic example that my back was balking at me. I stayed up later than I normally stay. There was nothing on the magic box that I wanted to experience, so I got bored, and I ended up just sitting on my ass and surfing YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think everybody has probably done that at time or another.
Sure.
And YouTube tries to read your mind like Facebook does with ads, but YouTube doesn't do as good a job on it. Like, they'll show a video that you've watched before and they'll just put it up there saying, you want to watch it again? They're not that intuitive. Yes.
I have an example that sort of shows a bad metrics for that. One of the first Elvis movies to come out on DVD was Viva Las Vegas, and I bought it right away. This is years ago. And I got an email from the company I bought it from. It says, perhaps you'd like another movie with William Demarest in it. Well, William Demarest, as you know, is Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
And he has a small supporting role in Viva Las Vegas. And there's no reason in the world anyone would ever buy Viva Las Vegas for William Demarest, but they somehow saw in their metrics, they thought that's why I was buying the movie.
Yeah, but you were intrigued by it because that's your brain.
Cut your eye.
You like that stuff.
Well, it made me think about it. I said, why would they recommend a William Demarest movie? And then it clicked to me, that's the commonality. Mm. But I think sometimes YouTube does the same thing. It searches for commonality in the wrong direction.
All right, if we can, since you brought it up, and I hate to do this, but I feel I owe it to the listening audience when we're talking about William Demarest. We have to explain.
Let me look this guy up.
Yeah,
the program of My Three Sons, which made William Demarest a household name as Uncle Charlie.
Exactly.
Who was so? Let's see if we can do this. My Three Sons was the story of a single dad.
Yes.
Who had three sons: Robbie, Chip, and Ernie. I'm doing this off the top of my head.
You're doing a good job.
Of memory. They lived in a big suburban house with an actor played by Fred McMurray. The actor was Fred McMurray,
exactly.
Who was the father.
Yeah.
He was very busy.
Steve Douglas.
So there are four men right there.
Yeah. Right.
Two boys. One and two men, because one of the sons was grown.
And may I chip in for a sec? I have to chip in for a sec because there was
Don Grady was
Robbie. Don Grady. But remember the early seasons where before Uncle Charlie, there was Uncle Bub O'Casey, who was played by William Frawley in his last role.
Doesn't matter. People don't care. That doesn't matter. I know you
but
like
the original,
to share
but the,
that.
No, but the
that's
oldest
exciting
son,
for you.
No, yes. But you have to know that the original third son was Tim Considine. He left. And that's why they had to bring in Robbie. I'm sorry, the youngest one, Robbie. Yeah, no, who's the youngest one?
No, Robbie
Stanley. Stanley.
Ernie. Stanley Livingston played Ernie. They brought him in so they could keep the name of the show.
What about Barry?
What does that have to do with the story I'm telling?
Well, I'm just telling you, if you want to go, there was a lot of men coming and going in that Steve Douglas house.
Well, but if you think about that household, you had, you really had, did Steve Douglas, the father played by Fred McMurray, have any, he had some love interests, didn't he? Didn't he have some women that he dated?
Yeah, well, he would date occasionally, and eventually, as the show moved on, he would marry the great Beverly Garland, who owns a hotel now in Los Angeles, and she brought on another child named Doty.
What, My Three Sons, he got married
on
My Three Sons?
Yeah, that was like in the later season. Remember, we used to start where he would say, hi, welcome to our show.
Our show. All right, but most of My Three Sons was Steve Douglas, his three boys, and then this man who... was in effect a nanny,
and you know what? A legendary
and lived by himself. You had by himself, Uncle Charlie, not a grandfather or anything. He was Uncle Charlie,
and he lived with them.
Yeah, he was a legendary sourpuss too. He was an ass.
He was curmudgeon-y. He lived with them, but did we ever explore what was Charlie's deal? I mean, being an old man that had lived his life and was living out his dying years as a nanny for
with
three
his
boys?
With his dyed red hair. Mike, I'm going simply by memory here, as you are. But I think what happened is when Bub O'Casey left, and I think that was probably vague, they brought in his brother, and was maybe Uncle Charlie in the Navy? I think he might have been a Navy guy. And he was Steve's uncle.
In the Navy.
Yeah, well, there you go. So,
and didn't Charlie, who was the youngest, Chip?
Well, Chip was originally the youngest, then they brought in Ernie.
Ernie was the youngest?
Yeah, with the glasses.
Did Charlie ever bathe Ernie? or
Chip. Yeah.
Even didn't he have something to do? I mean, didn't he like give them towels and
I've never seen the show, but really it's certainly intriguing.
Wasn't there okay, a steam you might room scene?
Check it out. You might want to check it out.
Yeah, we it's have quality.
To
break.
I'm we sorry. Do. I didn't even get to what I was going to do.
Mike,
sorry about
time.
Mindlessly surfing YouTube. We have to do that when we
time
come back.
To break. But...
We also have Nikki.
Oh, do we have Nikki?
Yeah.
When's Nikki coming?
Can he do maybe next break?
Oh, Nikki's coming next break.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Okay. All right. Break.
Thank you.
We'll do that. We'll come back with playoff football.
Right. Sorry, your Giants
real
didn't
roll
make it.
Going. Yeah. You know what? Tell Nikki to come back after the next break.
Of course. That's fine.
Whatever you want.
I want to do another break. Thank
All
you.
Right.
I got a real good thing going. We'll
All
come
right.
back, Steve, Ernie, Chip, and Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
Time for your bath. We used to have a very inappropriate discussion of that. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Maddie Masiello.
This is going to be great.
Maddie, anything to say?
There was cocaine on the coffee table and plenty of seepage in the hot tub. It was gross. I am just freaking out. That is disgusting.
There's the little Masiello girls on the big green shamrock.
My parents probably care less than I do, like an a-hole. It was a crap shack back then. I think I'm going to need a couple days to process.
Let Maddie make you gladdy.
So I'm not on the edge. I have this crippling anxiety. Much better, even though it sucks.
Everybody's mad about Maddie Masiello, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Very excited. My Ritual Vitamins arrived yesterday.
Yes!
And when I took my first multi for people over 50, I really enjoyed, there was almost an herbal quality to it that I found yes. really different compared to the stuff you get in regular multivitamins. Well, I found out why, because... real multivitamins, most of them that are on the market, a lot of them have sugars, synthetic fillers.
Mm-hmm.
They also, I'm not kidding you, they have sheep's wool in them.
Yes.
Gelatin from hooves. They got weird stuff like
hooves.
That. Ritual's not like that. It's clean. When you take your first one, you're going to sense that because it's got that herbal quality to it. Vegan friendly, made with key nutrients and forms that your body can actually use with no shady extras. Ritual helps fill gaps in your diet, and their fresh tasting delayed release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach so you can take them with or without food. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Next time I talk about them, I'll bring in my bottle of Ritual. Very interesting packaging. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during the first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your Ritual today.
Woo!
That's ritual.com/TMOS, and you will love it. All right, let me just button this whole thing
Please.
Up with surfing. So I wanted to ask you two
yeah.
What you like to surf with. My YouTube surfing consists of, this is not all of them, but what I watch a lot, and I don't know what it says about my personality, but I think there's a darkness to it. I like watching, for example, MMA knockouts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that works.
A collection of knockouts. I don't know whether I'm alone, but there are many, many YouTube videos that have a collection of knockouts. Another thing I watched last night was boat docking, and because I have a boat.
That's the funniest one to me.
There's this giant yacht, and she's got the, what's it called? The joystick
yeah.
that that can control, move the boat sideways and around. And I watch this lady come in with this mega yacht and use a joystick to bring it into this small slip. And I was just fascinated.
Have you seen,
it.
Yes. just a quick sidebar, there's
yeah.
Volvo, which I didn't know makes boat engines. I didn't
Pentas.
Know that.
Pentas.
Yeah.
Volvo
okay,
Penta. I did not
yeah.
know that.
Yeah.
They came out with a self-parking like boat, an engine.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't
yep.
know they
Absolutely.
Had those. Anybody can boat now.
Mike,
well,
have you ever seen the show?
Volvo Pentas are pioneers in the joystick technology of bringing a big boat in. It's great.
They the big ocean liners, the huge ones, they're steered by joysticks as well. Have you ever watched
yeah.
the reality show, I think it's on Bravo, called Down Under or Below Deck?
I'm aware of it. This is where the crew of the mega yachts and their lives and what goes on with that.
It's okay, but what they always try to do is manufacture a problem docking, and there's never a problem. But there's lots of fast cuts.
That is
and
funny.
There's a bitchy
well,
lady
that's
captain,
another thing I watch on YouTube is that I will dive into boating mishaps, and you would be stunned how many people with massive boats have absolutely no idea what they're doing, especially in the wind.
Flying wasp.
Flying wasp. Hey, how you doing? All right, the other thing I listed here, animal carnage, not proud, because if you can consider MMA knockouts and animal carnage, that's right. I like to see videos of nature at its worst. You know, it was bad news for a zebra and bad news for a seal with a great white shark. This poor seal off the coast of South Africa was made a right turn with the great white, made a left turn. It was nose to nose. And man, the acceleration, it was drone footage, by the way, of this great white shark. You know, not even a chance. And they, you know, they don't sanitize it either, some of these videos. So, you know, that's it. And then old Tonight shows and cockpit videos of jets taking off. That's it.
So, but
that's
there's violence. That's part of your, you know, your overall profile. If I was an FBI profiler.
Well, there's not very little violence on the Tonight Show.
There's aggression, and then there's levity.
Yeah, it's right? Fun. Fun.
Where's the levity, though, I'm saying?
The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show. Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, there's like old showbiz. Thank you.
Do you ever cross over and watch Letterman? Because I'll watch a lot of Letterman clips. They've done a pretty good job of archiving Letterman clips.
I will occasionally, but I really end up, I always seem to wallow into Don Rickles and Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And a lot of Buddy Hackett. I get a lot of Buddy Hackett at the very, and Buddy Hackett, really, if you look at Buddy Hackett, he basically told jokes.
That's it.
He told jokes, but did such a great job telling them. What a great stand-up gig that would be. You just tell jokes.
Yeah, Mike. I can give you my top five real quick.
All right, go ahead.
I've got Doug DeMuro. He just reviews cars.
Yep. And by the way, I've logged time with him. He's a great car reviewer.
I've got Linus Tech Tips. It's all about tech. I've got The Lincoln Project. As you know, we watch LPTV. Oh,
speaking of The Lincoln Project, there is the funniest video now. A fake ad for Mike Pence for president. Seek it out. Find it.
Yes.
And by the way, Steve Schmidt of the Lincoln Project was on with Nicole Wallace yesterday. And if there is a more articulate guy who frames politics the way it should be framed, Steve Schmidt is the gold standard, and we're proud to be associated with Lincoln Project.
Absolutely.
And what else do you
from want? Highbrow to Hollywood gold diggers, and this is just hear about this premise. A guy pretends to have a crappy car, so he's got like an old beat up Civic, and he's trying to hit on a girl, and now with the mask it's kind of different, but before it was pretty cool.
Is this the one that says I want to go to a party with Drake?
No, there's a different one. That's a different one. I know what you're talking about. Different one.
Sounds similar, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I right?
So this guy's like, hey, do you feel like going out sometime? And she's like, I don't think so. And then they're walking down what might have been like a Whole Foods parking lot. And he looks like he's about to go to the Civic. And she's like, you can see that she eyeballed the car. And she's like, oh, definitely not going to happen. Good looking guy. And then out of the blue, I thought I was here. I'm over there. He crosses over and he's in a Lamborghini. And then the girl changes her mind completely. And then they go.
That's horrible.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'll
seek that out too.
Yeah,
that's your personality. Is that the last one?
That's
awesome. Yeah. I might do that too. That's fantastic. All right, here we go. Now let's take a walk back into the early 19th century, shall
we? Who is always on my recommended list in some way is Orson Welles. I guess because I've watched a lot of clips of Orson Welles, so there's that. But what I do seek out, I use YouTube a
lot. Like the old fat Orson Welles?
And sometimes younger Orson Welles. Sometimes Orson Welles movies. Sometimes
what is the attraction, just so people...
Probably because I've watched all of his outtakes, so I know all that metadata is in my YouTube account. But also, I watch some of his movies, like The Magnificent Ambersons or Citizen Kane.
Yeah,
or
but
Touch
what about
of Evil.
The clips on YouTube? You'll see just a little clip of it, or
sometimes astounding shots that he's done, movie shots, and the stuff like that. What I really
I was doing my best to make that interesting.
Well, what I really seek out mostly is probably musical performances. And what is very cool, what you'll find on YouTube, is people have found bootlegs of old concerts and paired them with like Super 8 footage that people have also taken at the same concert. So you get to actually see like Elvis or the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, footage that never before thought existed, paired with the bootleg music and the videos. I also like to listen to isolated vocals and isolated tracks.
That pays from dividends. Records. I like that when you bring that to
I
the
love
show.
To, I love to seek that out.
Yeah. It's very kind of you to say that, Oscar.
That's true. I like it.
No, I'm you, sorry. I'm just sitting over here, you know, listening to a man who, in my opinion, is as dull as a bald tire.
Is there anything that you that's maybe you're like you're not proud of that's on that YouTube list?
Yeah, I like to seek out bad performances of artists and drunk celebrities. I will always look at for celebrities at their worst. A good thing is to sit down with a beer and to just put in drunk celebrity. One time I did a show open that was just moment after moment after moment of drunk celebrities at their worst.
Would you have a go-to as far as the worst or best drunk celebrity besides Hasselhoff?
Besides Hasselhoff, because Hasselhoff I'll watch probably once a month just to hear him go, nope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like award ceremony stuff, like where you get people on the red carpet, and I can think of a few there.
Can I give you one, a recent one that you probably haven't seen yet? The John Mulaney one where he's on a late night show.
I know he's back in rehab.
Is, Mike, if you watch this, it's actually super, it's upsetting. Because this performance never made it to air. It made it to the web and not on the air.
Oh, so they cut it before it aired.
Yes.
This is when he was in the throes of his relapse.
Yes.
Which I didn't even know he had a problem. And, if you want to talk about a stand-up comedian that would be less likely to appear to be under the influence, would be John Mulaney. But, that's the way that goes.
The sad part, and, you know, hopefully he's in recovery now as he went into rehab. But the sad part is I'm watching it like Rob's watching it, like just to see like what the train wreck's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see Seth Meyers there literally at the end saying, hey, if we're going to do this, like I love it when you call and you come on. But if you're going to – so basically saying – calling him out in real time. Ooh. Saying – look, and he says within the actual, hey, we're going to do this again. You know, maybe we should do this like the right way, basically.
Like this is off air?
This is on air being recorded because he was recording a bit with John Mulaney and John Mulaney kept killing it. Like he kept stepping in it and resetting. And then he says to him, he goes, hey, man, you know, this is probably not going to make it to air. And John Mulaney's like, yeah, I know. And he goes, yeah, it's probably just going to be like a web only. Like, because you can hear the disappointment in Seth Meyers.
Sad.
Wow.
Telling him, this is it. You know?
Right. Well, that's it. All right, that's good. All right, we got that. Right.
I also watch Building Implosions.
Hey, that's good. That's
good. I like
good.
To watch
that improves your DAABT quotient there. Dull as a bald tire.
Thank you, Tyler.
That's it. We'll take a break, and we will cut. But I get it. I mean, I'm the one. You're fine, Rob. Oscar's borderline, but I'm the one that's probably going to be, sent to the institution for what I'm watching, you know? It's like, man.
I'll be watching you implode.
Oh, man, it's terrible. The zebra got out of the water, but, I mean, it was...
not for long.
It was curtains. It was curtains. It's horrible to watch. I watched it. Anyway, we'll come back with Nikki Diamond talking about this weekend's football playoffs, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning from Washington, D.C. and the great state of Kentucky. This is your Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. We are living in some crazy times. And I should know, I've been serving in the Senate since 1926, and I've seen it all. But we have to persevere. That's how I won that legendary foot race against the rabbit. I may be slow, but I keep on... keep it off. I never go away. I'm always around. Just like death, taxes, hatred, the Ku Klux Klan. and the TMOS shopping center.
Oh, of course.
And even though I don't understand podcasts or computers or even electricity, for that matter, my staff tells me I can buy anything I want from Target or Walmart by using my old blue bruised fingers to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click that banner. Which reminds me, I carried a banner once. Here's a hint. It didn't say welcome. LOL. Hey, in any case, please shop through this site. From now on, that's where I'll buy my sweet tea. I guarantee it. I'm Mitch McConnell, and please fear the different.
Oh. Thank you, Mitch. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by my bookie. If you even like sports, you got to love the NFL playoffs. Nothing touches it. This weekend, the divisional round of playoffs, and every game is wicked important. Rams, Packers, Ravens, Bills, Browns, Chiefs, Bucks, Saints. Upset potential in all those games. Very exciting. Now you can be a part of the action with MyBookie, where the action never stops. Four huge games this weekend, and they all mean getting one step closer to the bowl.
Going to the bowl!
Four huge games. Fantastic. The only way to make the action more exciting is to put a little something down. Get invested.
Yes.
You won't regret it. Use promo code TMOS and sign up to grab yourself a 50% match in free play based on your first deposit. How great is that? If you can think it, you can bet it, and don't miss out on their casino gaming platform. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. And now, without further ado, let's get to the prognosticator of Pahrump, Nevada, the man, the legend. You know him. He's got his hood up. He's got his hoodie on. He's wearing a Washington Nationals.
Is that money train that I see in back of you, Nikki? What is that?
Hold on. It's on me.
We need Nikki.
That's a guy who doesn't run the board all the time. My apologies.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Go ahead.
Money train?
The money train. Two of my favorite things. Jesus and J-Lo. Right here, baby.
Nice. The two J's.
Take a ride on the money train. Get paid.
I know you're a real big Geely fan, Nikki. Nikki,
yeah, Geely classic, very underrated. The book was better.
You know, I know this is your time of year. This is the culmination. This is when you get into it. First of all, everybody's paying attention to the NFL. What insights can you offer on this big weekend? We got some teams that haven't been in the dance before. Very, very exciting, Nicholas.
Well, the cream rises to the crop. We've got, in my opinion, Mikey, six teams that can win the Super Bowl. We've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Kansas City Chiefs, we've got the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, we got the Packers, and we got the Saints. They all play this weekend to play each other. Buffalo and Baltimore, the game of the weekend. Ken Lamar Jackson, a man that grew up in Florida, playing in the snow of Buffalo. We know Jimmy Cerrito could cook a wing in Florida and in Buffalo. Ken Lamar Jackson, that's the question. We're going to find out Saturday night. Who knows? I do, but whatever.
You do? Are you going to offer any insight on that, Nikki, as far as your picks for Buffalo-Baltimore, the one game I cannot wait to see this weekend?
I think it's going to be an amazing game. I'm going to go 30, and I'm going to go 27. And the winner is the Buffalo Bills, baby!
Oh, yeah! Jimmy!
How dare you?
Kiss of death!
Dorito lives another day!
I'm looking forward to it because I love watching football in the snow, especially down here in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. Last I checked, it was like a 40% chance of snowfall, snow showers in Buffalo. We'll have to wait and see what happens, Nick.
My sources have it at 65%, Mike. 65%.
Okay. I didn't realize you did meteorology, too. That's great, Nikki. What's next?
I do it all. Ernie's got a cousin that lives in Buffalo. He broke it all down.
Nice.
Very good. What's next, pal?
Let's go through all the games. We got the first game of Saturday, Green Bay and the Rams. The Rams defense is playing amazing right now. Can they shut down Aaron Rodgers? They can't shut him down, but they'll slow him down. I say the Packers win, but they don't cover the 6.5. Put your money on the Rams. We move into Sunday. We've got the defending champs, the Chiefs. They've had a bye week. Mahomes has rested for 2 weeks. They're playing the Browns. Could the Browns pull off another upset? Browns have one Achilles heel. They can't stop the pass. Mahomes loves the pass. What are you going to do? It's like a buffet. You get some guy that eats one. He's going to cut that food. They got no chance. 42-24. Chiefs roll.
Ooh, big win.
Sunday night. Winning ass pick. The WAP. The final game of the weekend. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The New Orleans Saints. Are you going to beat Tom Brady 3 times in 1 year? Really? 3 times in 1 year? No, you're not. Saints are getting impeached, baby. The Bucks, they win. They take an NFC title game. Go, Tampa Bay. Yeah, I'm out. Light him up.
There he goes. I love when he turns his computer down. He just does that. That's the move right there.
Mike, the best. The takeaway from that segment was your phrase, kiss of death.
Kiss of death. I hope not. I hope my buddy Jimmy has a good weekend. I really, really do. It's good. There are great games this weekend. It should be fantastic.
This is the best football weekend of the year. It's all downhill from here. It is.
Yeah, but I'm going to be watching a crocodile eat a zebra anyway. So doesn't really
crocodiles are pretty
matter.
Fast.
They are.
It's going to be exciting. It got out of the water. Did I mention that?
Yes. Almost.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Walking
down the street. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best. 1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hola, queridos amigos. Mi nombre es Mike O'Mara y estoy aquí para recomendar algo que es cercano y querido para mi corazón. Es el espectáculo bonus de Mike O'Mara. No le encantaría una sexta hora de TMOS sin comerciales, sin censura, cada semana. Es aún mejor que un sándwich de 6 pulgadas con pavo, lechuga, tomate y mayonesa. Solo le costará pennies al día y es la mejor manera de apoyar TMOS. Solo vaya a MichaelMeraShow.com y haga clic en el banner adicional. Es su pasaporte para el ayudo. Suscríbete ahora y ríe hasta que tu sombrero se cae. Tan mucho, amigos. El bonus package. Buy it.
Felicidades.
Beautiful.
Nice work.
Really nice.
Rob gave me the translation, too.
Yeah.
My name's Mike O'Mara. I'm here to recommend something that is near and dear to my heart. It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. I'm not going to read the English part.
I like it. It's as great as a 6-inch sub. I like that.
Yeah, we got the Subway sandwich order.
If you were grading me, I know it wouldn't be an A.
No, but a solid C. Very impressive. Very impressive.
That's the same grade I gave my wife.
Yes. And she practices distance.
Distance.
Thank you very much.
News.
Dumb show. This is a dumb show. Well, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump yesterday, again. This time for inciting the violent mob at the U.S. Capitol last week. Of course, this doesn't mean much until the Senate holds a trial, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't prioritize that, so it won't happen until sometime after Trump leaves office on January 20th. Very strange. Here are some notable facts regarding yesterday for future history books. Number one, Trump is now the first president in history to have been impeached twice. He was first impeached in 2019 for abuse of power and obstruction. Number two, in America's 245-year history, there have only been 4 presidential impeachments. Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and now Donald Trump twice. Which means our 45th president accounts for, as Rob said, half of the country's impeachments.
That's great.
Impeachment proceedings had begun against Richard Nixon, but he resigned before he could be officially impeached and convicted. No U.S. president has ever been removed through an impeachment conviction. So there's never been a conviction of a United States president. Yesterday's vote was 232 for impeachment and 197 against. It was mostly divided along party lines, although 10 Republicans voted for impeachment, which is more than the last time, I believe. Trump has now received the most impeachment votes, 232 in history, more than Clinton got in 1998 and more than he got in his previous impeachment. The vote took place with troops in combat gear in the halls of Congress in case another mob tried to interrupt this vote. This is the first time that members of the armed forces have been garrisoned at the Capitol since the Civil War. My God, what times we live in. And the deployment of the National Guard troops to D.C. is more than three times the size of the active duty troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria combined. Number eight, the Senate trial can happen even after Trump leaves office, but it would require a two-thirds vote to convict, so more than a dozen Republicans would have to join. Some people say the point of this trial would be to prevent Trump from running again in the future, but that would require a separate vote after the impeachment. And Joe Biden issued a statement asking the Senate to balance the trial with other urgent needs, such as approving his cabinet picks, getting the vaccine program on track, and passing COVID-19 relief bills for Americans. I like that. I'm glad that he is doing that. We'll have to wait and see. But that's all the details you know. And because I normally don't put that type of stuff in news you may not need, but it had to be said because it's history.
Thank you.
It really
and
is.
Oscar, I think for the next week you should call Shannon Impeach.
Impeach. Thank you. Betty White, God love her. She will turn 99 on Sunday. And her celebration is already planned. She told Entertainment Tonight, quote, "Running a mile each morning has been curtailed by COVID, so I'm working on getting the Pet Set re-released and feeding the two." I guess the Pet Set was her animal show that she did.
Yeah, I think it was a celebrity animal visitation show, like a syndicated show back in the day.
Said she's feeding the two ducks who visit her every day, too. She's sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, the Pet Set was a Betty White show in the 70s where she'd hang out with celebrities and their animals. Betty also said she's blessed with good health, adding that a sense of humor keeps her going. Quote, "Don't take yourself too seriously. You can lie to others. Not that I would, but you cannot lie to yourself." Another thing that helps is, quote, "just looking at the positive side and not dwelling on the downside. It takes up too much energy being negative. Also, having a good agent who keeps me busy all the time." So, she says, don't dwell on the negative. I disagree.
I've hugged her.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You hugged Betty White?
Yeah.
When did you hug Betty White?
One of our TV things out at CBS Television City. And she was extraordinarily sweet. And I asked the publicist, I said, "Does she hug?" And she said, "She'd love a hug." I said, "Okay, great." Because I thought
she
was great.
Did I interview her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, they were bringing her on.
Sorry.
It was something related to a show that failed.
Okay. The hottest trend on TikTok right now, old sea shanties. The trend started a few weeks ago when a musician from Scotland named Nathan Evans posted a video of himself singing an 1800 sea shanty. Anyway, since then, his video has been viewed more than 4 million times.
Oh, my God.
What the f*** are we doing wrong?
Mike,
honestly,
what it is, it's again, it's the Wonder Woman syndrome. We are eating what they're feeding us. That's the problem.
A writer from Vulture says it actually makes sense that sea shanties, of all things, would be having their moment right now. He says, quote, "They are unifying survivalist songs designed to transform a huge group of people into one collective." Oh, shut up. No, they're not. People just like the way they sound. Shut up, Vulture.
I bet your YouTube page has some Vulture videos, but actual vultures.
Yeah, well, after the, you know, once that zebra buys the farm. Do you feel exhausted after you argue or debate with someone? It's because you are really putting your brain through a workout. A new study out of Yale University found that it takes more, quote, brain real estate to argue with someone than to agree with them. That's why I think these legislators on the Hill have to be exhausted most of the time. That makes sense, of course. When you're arguing, you constantly have to think of brilliant things to try to make your point. When you're agreeing with someone, your brain can just relax on a lounge chair and drink a frozen daiquiri. In fact, the researchers say that when you agree with someone, your brains basically sync up like a, quote, musical duet, and you feel calmer.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
You mean agreeing with people?
Yes.
Yeah, I like the part about the daiquiri.
I disagree.
Oh, Betty.
There's a, and now we have a little something, something, ladies and gentlemen. There is a Reddit post. It is going viral right now where a woman posted about her husband's controversial technique to cool off hot pizza. I watched this video.
Okay.
He runs it under cold water, then he eats it. Here's the quote. In college, my husband and I would make oven pizzas. What, as opposed to deep-fried pizzas, you idiot?
Steamed pizzas.
We'd make oven pizzas.
Oven pizzas. And you know what? They wrote down the recipe with an ink pen.
Where's the oven pizza? It's right next to the ice cream. And he would run his slices under the water fountain to cool it down.
Ah.
He says it didn't change the taste and was still good. And then I watched a video of him doing it. You would think he cools it down, puts it on a plate. No, he stands at the sink, runs the pizza. He puts a slice under the faucet with the water dripping off of it. Rob, are you breathing again?
Yeah.
No, I just sighed. I sighed because it was disgusting.
He runs it under the faucet. It's still dripping water, and he eats it. It's gross. He's still doing it today. She posted the video to prove it. As you might expect, people are not reacting well to this. I was okay until I saw the video. Then I'm like, come on. The post got comments like, not all marriages are worth saving. And here's the quote I like. Get out of the house now. Your husband is a serial killer.
That is gross.
It is gross. Her husband also eats his dessert first, opens Christmas presents on December 1st, binges TV shows and posts about the ending, and gets out of his seat when the plane is taxiing to the gate. He's also been nominated for the I Don't Wipe My Ass Hall of Fame. Thank you very much. I didn't like the guy. And he was skinny, too.
Yeah,
he was skinny eating pizza. Yeah, very good.
Mike, did you hear, did you hear how the hipster burned his mouth?
How?
He ate pizza before it was cool.
Good one. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I would say
Mark Riddell.
What would he say? Find out every Friday.
Have one for your buddy Rob.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
See if Rob plays it.
Do one with every breath you take by the Police. It'll be my heavy
breathing. Just your gating. It's just your gating. You did it yesterday, too. And you didn't fix it. That's you. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You all probably know Liquid IV for their hydration drink mix. The lemon lime is amazing. The tangerine's delicious. But today I want to tell you about their energy multiplier. It is the delicious flavor of lemon ginger, and it's a game changer. It'll give you that little extra boost we all need, especially this time of year. Man, yes. Oh man, Everybody's dragging back at work. One Liquid IV energy multiplier is like drinking 2 cups of coffee, and it's an all-natural option for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. The enhanced rapid absorption into the bloodstream gives you a lasting energy boost, fast, clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV has donated over 6.7 million servings globally, and over 3 million products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. Grab your Energy Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Let's open up that audio vault for today, Thursday, January 14, 2021.
That's the Bob Barker voice. I do love the Bob Barker voice. You play the drums. Oscar, do you play any musical instruments?
The pan flute. We've established
that. Of course.
That.
I remember that. Of course now. I regret not focusing more on language. I can still piece together a little bit of French.
Mm-hmm.
And I, two things I regret. Not speaking a language and not playing an instrument. That's beautiful.
It is soothing.
Did you not hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. All right.
Most definitely.
All right. right.
But I'm impressed by people that are multilingual. And there's an AP reporter named Phil Crowther. He speaks French, English, Spanish, Portuguese, German, and Luxembourgish. I didn't even know Luxembourg had its own language. Here he is reporting on Trump yesterday in 6 different languages.
Beaucoup de partisans de Donald Trump, en fait, lui croient quand il dit que l'élection présidentielle lui a été volée.
This could very well be the very last rally for Donald Trump as president of the United States.
Los funcionarios me dicen que el proceso se ha llevado a cabo sin irregularidades. Ambos los candidatos demócratas en las elecciones de segunda vuelta para el Senado de Georgia. Es eso, dass wir effektiv von Donald Trump gehört haben, dass jetzt eine geordnete Amtsübergabe sehen will.
Right?
Nationalrat, also endlich gestern, nur lange Stunden. Und dann spürt man beim Präsidenten doch auch den Druck von Mitgliedern seiner eigenen republikanischen.
And when you watch the guy, the amazing thing is he's not searching for words. He's in that zone where he's just thinking in that language. So it's really cool to watch.
Oh, man, what an ability. Amazing.
So they released more people that are going to be hosting Jeopardy. The Ken Jennings week is winding up this week.
These are all guest hosts, correct?
Exactly. Okay. But what I found out, and this is a little bit of a, I think, of a sort of a dick move. The executive producer is letting himself host for 2 weeks. The executive producer of Jeopardy will be hosting for 2 weeks. While the other guys, he say, prepare. So while they get ready for Aaron Rodgers and I guess it's a...
So it's like a total no-name?
Yeah.
But because he's the executive producer.
Yeah, remember, he's the guy that came out, was a good-looking guy. He came out and said...
Did the explanation. Yeah. Like, he's like all producers, he just wants to be on TV.
It just doesn't make... that. You don't do that. That's like,
it's like the PD doing a radio show. Yes! It doesn't work. Come on.
Smokey Rivers.
Come on now.
But
if you have trouble receiving WAVA.
So yeah, they're going to we're finishing up 1 week of Ken Jennings, and there's going to be 2 weeks of the producer, and then I guess we've heard
Nathan
Aaron
Lane and Matthew Broderick.
Yes. All the questions are written by Mel Brooks.
Hey, Mr. Gilbert.
But I did like this, that Ken Jennings is doing a sign off that I think is pretty classy each and every night.
Congratulations, Lucy. You are our Jeopardy champion. You'll be back with us tomorrow, and I hope all of you will as well. Don't miss it. Thanks, Alex.
He says thanks, Alex, at the end of every show
Alex.
Now. I think that's
nice. That's the first time I've heard him, because I haven't watched it when it's like, hello, Mr. Douglas.
It is, as I said to my mom, and I mean no offense to my Uncle Dana, who's a very nice guy, but it's like watching my Uncle Dana host Jeopardy. It's just,
really?
You know, it's like, he's able, he can do it,
look,
he's
I'm
a smart
a big,
guy.
Look, I'm an old school broadcaster, I like the baritone.
Yeah.
Like the baritone. Alex Trebek had the baritone. DJs were game show hosts for years and years. I kind of like that. You know, it's like, thanks, Alex.
Well, you'll be okay then if you like the baritone when they bring on Mia Bialik.
Oh, they're going to bring, she's going to do
Blossom.
It?
Blossom. Yeah, Blossom gets to do it.
Well, Blossom's an egghead, right? I mean, Blossom's a super educated, smart lady.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When is Screech from Saved by the Bell doing it?
You know, I found
when
out
when he gets out of the hospital.
They wrote Screech out of the new Saved by the Bell reboot saying, oh, Screech, he's living on the space station. Clever. I always like to see parents supporting their kids, and this is a pretty good video. It was on Instagram. It's a guy logging on via computer to find out whether or not he passed his bar exam. It's very quiet, and his mom is right behind him the whole time. Okay?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Big deal.
Yeah. No false positive there. She's very excited that the boy passed the bar exam. I
very
thought that
cool.
was great.
Very
meanwhile,
cool.
and people that are not
by the way,
a good day,
that's the same reaction we had in our house when they announced the McRib.
Let's recreate it, Mike. Will you tell Carla that the McRib is back?
Yeah, okay. So I'm online. I said, all right, they said they might have it down here in Estero, Florida. Carla's standing in back of me, and then I logged on. I said, yeah, they're going to be selling the McRib in Fort Myers, Florida. I know, babe.
Yeah.
Isn't that great, Carla?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
DermGlowSkin.com. Best in Lee County facials. Vote at GulfShoreLife.com. There. I'm giving her. I want her to win. I really want her to win.
I gave DermGlow a vote for best sushi.
Best sushi. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know who's not having a good day is actor Armie Hammer. Oh, now you know no, Armie Hammer. Yeah. He's made a,
which one is he? What is he, the one that does?
He played the twins, the Winklevoss twins, in The Social Network. And he's made a few movies around the way. But the British tabloids have found video of him driving a car, drinking a Miller Lite, and licking white crystals off of his friend's hand.
Also,
this on the tails of the whole sexual deviant story that
broke
last
lost
week.
The movie role because of that. It's
nuts. He's
let me look him up. Hold on.
Cheating on his girlfriend, and he apparently was texting random women and saying, I'll just say threats of cannibalism and drinking blood.
Yeah, he's so passionate that he becomes a cannibal.
Yeah, it's not great. So here he is drinking, driving, and eating white crystals that may or may not be meth, but who knows?
It's getting weird.
It's getting weird.
More. Oh, got it all.
I didn't picture him as a Miller Lite guy. That was the only thing that surprised me. I suppose it does, and it's a bargain. A bargain.
Isn't he kind of generic, though? Right, the generic good-looking guy, right?
Mm-hmm. And not as good-looking as he was 10 years ago. I think he's probably feeling that.
Okay. Yeah, there he is. Yeah. All right. Yeah, good luck.
Chad Ococinco, a.k.a. wide receiver Chad Johnson, released a video
Ococinco.
He never got hurt when he played football through his whole career.
Oh.
He never got hurt. And he credited it to one thing, is that he ate McDonald's all the time. It said it gave him an interior callus.
Why did you get hurt?
I had a high ankle sprain. He said 6 weeks.
Why
and I came
hurt?
Back the next week and scored 3 touchdowns.
I never got hurt.
It don't matter.
Never.
I can't control if a dude hit me in my ankle. You was lucky.
You know why? You know I was able? You know why?
Why?
Because I ate McDonald's and I built a callus in my body.
Can't have this conversation.
Your body couldn't take it.
Yes, it did. What are you talking about?
You got hurt because it hit you in your ankle. People eat whatever you want to eat. The body has to build up callus. You eat all this healthy your immune system can't fight off. Your body doesn't know how to react. Just live, man. Scientists are killing everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Scientists are misleading everybody. Eat your McRib, everybody.
What a dummy.
That's
there may
your
have been a quote in the Omera in the Omera household last night. There may have been a quote that I said, I'll give you a foot rub if you can guess how I cheated at my diet today. And she found out what I ate. Thank you. Thank you, Carla. She loved that. And by the way, she found out what I No, I don't want to play that. Stop it. That's not what you're playing. Come on, Mike, get your act together. She found it in 30 seconds.
Ooh.
Wow.
She found out what I had eaten in 30 seconds. There was one high-end chocolate bar in the house. She found it in the pantry. 30 seconds. I said, you can fight. I'll give you a fur rub. She goes, she like walks around like a hawk into the kitchen. She goes, chocolate bar. Oh, my God, you're a savant. No wonder I don't get away with dick. That's it. Hey, thanks, everybody. We appreciate that. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana.
Chocolate
Mike
bar.
O'Mara saying, watch Animal Carnage videos, everybody. So long.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I need you. Get my underwear out of my butt.
Pandemic.